We are up to Daf Yud Omer Aleph. We're having a discussion as to when the world was created.
You said no yesterday.
We have two opinions, Nissan or Tishrei. Well, that 8 pri means, 8 Isa pri is the main focus. The fruit will bear the tree, which is only Nissan, or 8 pri means if the tree was already created in full height, with the potential of having all the fruits on it already. Says the Gemara, we're up to Daf Yud Aleph Omer Aleph. Rabbi Lezer says, right in the middle of the page, about 20 lines on the top. Rabbi Lezer, Menayin Shiva Tisha, and Erod Aves. How do you know that the Aves were born on Tisha? Because he said a number of events occurred on Tisha. Shenemar, it says in Posig, by Yikalu El Melor Shleima, they gathered to King Shleima, called Isha Sol, everybody, be Yerach, in the month of Esonim, the month of the Esonim, Bechag. What month is the month of Esanim? Yerach Shenel Debo Esanim, the month that Esanim, the strong pillars of the world were born in. My Mashma, first of all, how do you know the high Esan Lishna Dit Kifuhu? And how do you know, and we're talking about the month of Tisha, how do you know that the word Esanim means the mighty ones? You can see what it says, the strong ones. Esan Moshevecha, the strong seat. It says, and I know he's talking about the others. Shimu Harim, listen, you mountains, as Rivo Hashem, listen, mountains, to the arguments of Hashem. Vo Esonim, Mois de Oret, and the Esonim, those who established the world. So we know that the mountains and the Esonim are really the same. But who are these mountains? It says, Kol Deidi Hinezeba, the voice of my friend, he's coming. Medaleg al Harim, it jumps over mountains. Leaps over mountains. Medkapel, it jumps over hills. And we dash medaleg al Harim over mountains. Bizchus Avis. So what does he claim from here? That Harim is referring to Avis, and hills, which are a little bit lower than mountains. Medkapel gavoy bizchus imoyis. So clearly the mountains are Avis, and mountains are Esanim. So therefore we know that Esanim means Avis, and the Yerach Esanim is the month that Avis are born in, and we know that it happened in Tishrei. So obviously, Others were born on Tishrei. That's his opinion. Comes along Bishu says, "Menayin shem nisan all others." No, how do I know they were born in this? And Shneimar, it says, "He b'shmoyinim shon." Everything to Shleim Melech. Everything revolves around Shleim Melech. Shmoyinim shon 80. We had this passage in the beginning of the Masechta Va'abimei. Shon 480 years. Latzeis bnei Yisrael. Me'am zayin when I'm tzayin b'shon. That'll be the fourth year. B'chodesh Ziv. It says the month of Ziv. The Yadach Shenel Dubai Ziv. This is the month, and we know what we're talking about over here, Ir and Nissan, and this is the month that the Ziyos the Olam were born in. And we're talking about Ir, but they were already born in Nissan. So we see that what? That when were the Abbas born? Who were the Ziv, the glamour of the world, or the was obviously the Abbas? Pedi Gemara got a problem with each one. What's each one going to do with the other Pasik? Sanim. It says in the Fed in the month of the Isanim, it's from Matishrei. Who are these Isanim? So he says, who said it to my people? Hassan over there did kifir the mitzvahs. We do so many mitzvahs. Shaifer, lulav, sukkah, and kippur. Vidachnami, ksiv, it says, b'chodesh ziv, it says the month that it begins to shine. Who said that? You thought your eye shining means the others. Ahud is basically lana. The trees begin to blossom. Because we know, Damar, if you're the high man, anybody, the Nafik, the Yemen, Nissan, walks around in the month of Nissan. And it doesn't only mean the month of Nissan, it means the first time you see it in springtime. The Chazi Ilani, you see trees, the Malablavi. If you see trees that are blossoming, Oimi, you make the following bracha. Baruch Shalachisa Mei Olam Meklum. Nothing's missing from this world. Ubar Boy Briyos Tavis. He created all these healthy people. V'ilanos Tavis, Liz Nois Mehem. And all these wonderful trees that we can benefit from. Bnei Adam. It's Chutzlaj for sure. Chutzlaj. So the machlek is whether it applies when the seasons are totally wrong. By us. But in America, of course, they all do.
This year, for the first time.
When I was there, they're all making brachas.
I saw a fruit tree blossoming in Nissan here in Melbourne. I made a bracha.
Okay.
There was one tree in
Wilgast. Yeah.
Only one tree that blossomed.
He announced.
It's a Yotam in a car. It's the wrong season.
Are you talking about Nissan? No. Things of let's say about us, if the seasons are reversed. Because it's definitely not the month of Nissan. It's the first time when they blossom. It could be other, it could be here. So the machlekes is totally wrong. What happens? I think the halach is regardless, you do. But if you're honest, I don't remember. Man, Dharma, Benissan, Eldu, Benissan, Mace. It's clear that whoever, that those who say that they were born in Nissan, hold that others passed away in Nissan. Man, Dharma, Tisha, Eldu, born in Tisha, Betisha, Mace, died in Tisha. How do you know? How do you know when they passed away? Shanema, it says, Vayim, Ben, Mayas, Shan, Moshe, Ben, said, I'm 120 years old today. She ain't Tamalem, Ayim. Why did he say today? He's obviously standing, he's 120 years old. Obviously means today. Ma, Tamalem, Hayim. Hayim, Molu, Yom, Mayish, Noise. Today's my birthday. Lalamdach, to teach you a Kosh Baruch Hu Yeshiv Umemalish Noiseim Shal Tzadikim Meyayim Liyayim Mechayid Lechayid. I wish to make sure that they pass away exact day and exact month. She never says, as Mispar Yamecha Amalei. As Mizimecha Amalei. Avram Avinu, interesting, but Avram Avinu passed away, Rashi brings down the Chumash, 5 years before he's meant to, so he shouldn't see how Esav would. So how is it Mispa Yemecha Amalei? He cut him off 5 years.
Yes,
yeah, so it's not, so how can it Mispa Yemecha Amalei? He wasn't Amalei, you cut out 5 years. So as long as it's the same day, we don't care how many years it cut out. It's hard to understand.
Yitzhak also wasn't born.
The only
we
one
say all the others except Yitzhak. There are only three others.
No, what? Yitzhak was born on Pesach,
right.
And he passed away. But he also still passed away the same day he was born. The only, besides Moshe Rabbeinu that we know from the Torah that he passed away the same day, the only other one that we know for a fact is Mitzvah Rebbe. This is all speculation. Since the Mitzvah Rebbe, we don't know when he passed away. Obviously, he passed away the same day he was born. David Melech, we assume the same thing. Mitzvah Rebbe is the only one that historically we know for a fact that was born and passed away the same day. Interesting. Second one, right? Yitzchak Minola. Bepesna Yitzchak, you tell me Yitzchak, regardless of which shitta you hold that is born in Pesach. How do we know? The Yitzchak, it says. So Abeleza said that even the world in Tishrei and all the others are born in Tishrei, Yitzchak was born on Pesach. And Rabbi Shua says everybody was born on Nissan. How do you know, even Rabbi Lezer holds that Nissan Pesach Yitzchak was born? Yichasiv, it says, Lamoyed, Oshuvei Lecha, I will come back to you. Now, the way we learn Chumash in Chumash, Lamoyed means the same time next year. The way the Gemara learns Lamoyed is next Yom Tov. Gemara learns totally different than Rashi Chumash. The Gemara learns, Lamoyed means the next Yom Tov, Oshuvei Lecha, I will come back to you. Amos Kai, between which two Yom Tovim do you have enough time to be able to give birth to a child? What are we talking about? If it happened in Pesach, the Malachim were there in Pesach, and they told her that she's going to conceive next Yom Tov. Next Yom Tov you can have a child. B'chamshin yom mika yold is the possible to have a child in 50 days. No, boss. Elo dekoy batzed is there happened to be the shavuos. So karmel law, but Tishrei you can have a child Tishrei. Akati b'chamisha yachem mika yold is it possible in 5 months? It must be the koy b'chag. It was Sukkos. So the Malachim story happened in Sukkot. Not like we have a chumash that with the matzahs and everything else. The Taz already says that. This whole long Taz alerts us to another way of learning. But the way the Gemara learns here, it happened in Sukkot, and they said next Yom Tov, which is Pesach. Our Kadri Gemara doesn't help us. Shisa Yachim Mikayolder. So we work it out. Sukkot to Pesach is only 6 months. Can't give birth in 6 months. Says the Gemara, Tarmi learned, Oysa Shan, the Mu'ud better. So it was an Iba year that year. So what? We know that Sarah was tummy because it says in Rashi that Sarah didn't bring out the bread she stayed in the tent. Why? Because she was a person nida. Avram did not serve them the bread that she prepared because she was a nida. She was tummy. And at tummy, you have to wait 7 days. So if you wait 7 days, it's no longer, from the beginning of Sukkot to the beginning of Pesach, is no longer 7 months. Because even if you have a nibiyar, because you cut out 7 days. It's 6.5 months or 6 and 3 weeks, or so what? And Batzil is missing, and we know that if you give birth to and it's, you need a full 7 months of chedesh, like you need a full 9 months. Amar Mazir, but this says no, you're wrong. Afilu lemandam atakitz amachlekes by 9 months, where it's 9th month or 9 months. Yeled is letisha in the yeled is lemukutayin that you want to hold that 9 months means literally 9 months and not part 9 months. Yeled is l'shiva yeled mukutayin, but the 7 month definitely could be mukutayin, and therefore missing a week of Sukkot Sukkot doesn't matter. So 6 months and 3 weeks, all right. The Mefarshim already asked why can't it be the first day of Sukkot when the Malachim came and she gave birth in Achar Shel Pesach. Well, gave birth on Shavuos of Pesach, so the take of the 7 days is exactly 7 months. So the answer, because it says Lamoyed, it sounds like exactly the same day. In fact, it says Sora Sita Bekeisel. Remember, they put a mark on the wall at the same time. Now, that vort of Sora Sita Bekeisel can only work if the sun comes back, which is only a year later.
Yeah.
So Tesis is only
365 or 364.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever you want to learn, it's true, but at least it's not 6 months. So Tesis shot him on top of the page. It brings that the Eibishter has hit his. There's two events that happened there. And this, the Pasi puts them all together. There's the Eibishter talking to Avram and Malachim. The story of Malachim and the story of the Eibishter are two different things. The Malachim came taking Nissan before, and that's why he served the Mats and everything else. But they didn't give him the thing about the having a child. The Eibishter gave it to Avram 6 months later.
So So then what did the Malachim come to him for?
Oh, they came to him back in Chaylan.
To warn him about
Back in Chaylan, whatever.
So the Malachim didn't talk about...
No, look at Taisus. Everyone look at Taisus, top of the page.
They came to warn him about the stirring.
Turn Taisus, let's turn Taisus. Top of the page. Haggah. Shemaiti, I heard the Vada Malachim bo be Pesach. Surely Malachim came Pesach, Kedepirish Rashi, be Chumash. Aval Oysa la Moyud Osher Velecha, when it says in the Pasuk, la Moyud Osher Velecha, I will come back to you next Yom Tov, Sha'amu la Kodesh Baruch Hu Haya. It was the Eibush to be Tishrei. The Eibush spoke to him at Tishrei. Umo Oysa la Moyud Dodesh Hochen, that la Moyud Vedashne, the Besukas Havikoi. The Malachim were in their sukkahs. They were their Pesach, Rashi says. The Eibush spoke to him at Tishrei about having a child. Ukom le la Moyud, Sha'achazeh Osher, the following Yom Tov, I will be back. Behind the Pesach. Allah ha Malachim heim so to see to be Kaisel be Pesach. It was the Malachim who engraved that the mark in the into the wall, and so on and so forth.
So Rosh Hashanah heard from the Malachim that she's going to have a child.
No.
So,
what,
so she heard the Rebbeinu Shem speaking to
That's right, exactly. And look back to Taisim. Taisim, so as Taisim, okay, what are you asking here? Im came madlis, he made tumah, it's missing tumah, botulu. Well, after she pissed in the besukas, when was she poured as needed? When Malachim were there, she didn't serve the bread. And they want to know, what does her need to Pesach have to do with the story of sukas, which is when the Abishah spoke to Avram? He didn't bring the ugas because she was tummy then, a year ago. What does that have to do with the story here? She was a needed. She's a needed again. She laughed inside. What did she say? Is it possible for such an old woman? I mean, when did she stop her damnidus? The only time she can give birth is when she came back. So that was the last time. Sorry. So therefore, we see that she became, the Abisha told her, must become a Nida that day. Because without becoming a Nida, she would never have been able to have a child. If the Abisha told Avram on the first day of Sukkot that she that Sarah was going to conceive, she must have become a Nida on that day, and therefore she had to become a Nida. Otherwise, you couldn't give birth. So Taisus asks, so what do you tell me, a Maisa, that she didn't menstruate, but she was a Nida 6 months earlier? She's 90 years old, and she was a Nida 6 months earlier. She already had her nida 6 months earlier. But I'm in August, she was already nida kibbish rashi, less no raya. The badim masha pris nida ozlahoya el akrai balma. A chance. Lechozola versus gomer, she didn't really go back to cycle acha omlogishbrochla moya. So then what was the big pella? She said, how can an old woman have a nida? Well, 6 months earlier, at an age of 89 and a half, she was probably nida.
She just happened to have a menstrual cycle 6 months earlier, and now the Eibush came, and therefore she has a whole...
But why would then she such a pella when the Eibush said she'll give birth? When 6 months earlier, by fluke, she menstruated. Exactly.
Why is she laughing?
Then he finished. The whole thing was only a one-off thing. After the Eksiv, must be that it wasn't a cry. Her cycle ended right then. Pesach before her cycle ended, for the next 6 months she didn't see any dam. She thought that's it. Once it ends, it ends. To come back at 90, she thought it never happened. That's what happened.
Why do we say that she has to be a nidder again?
Because you can't give birth.
No, you can. The egg.
Six months ago. 6 months, nothing
you
happened.
You become a nidder when the egg is.
But she has to menstruate. But if she can't menstruate, she said it
has to. Breaking down the walls of the uterus.
That's right. Anyway, interesting. Change the whole shot around. Back to the Gemara. What happened?
I don't understand the shita.
This Gemara is a stira to the story in Rashi, so he's trying to reconcile the two.
I don't understand it. That's all. I of them.
He's trying to put it all together.
Maybe it's because so many years as it's glaich by me was learned Yung Yor in the way Rashi shot the Torah, so I find it hard to understand this.
Yeah. Taisus here learns that the whole that this Gemara here argues than Rashi that the whole story of Avraham Avinu, you know, everything happened in Sukkot, and Malachim wasn't the Eibush. You know, this Taisus Shem tries to reconcile the two. Taisus here learns it's Machlekes. Our Gemara learns differently. Okay, back to the Gemara.
What does Rashi say in the Gemara here?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's no other way of learning Pshat in the Gemara. Rashi clearly says it's talking about Sukkot. Says him right.
So then, how does Rashi still to this pshat with what
it's
he still, wrote?
As machlekes, the Gemara, eyes and medrash, you have it all the time. How do you know the 7 months he can grow in Mekutonish? Number it says, Vahilut Kufas Ayamim, Miet Kufas Time 2, Miet Yom Shnaim, came seasons, 2 seasons is 2, and days is 2 days, so 2 seasons, every season is 91 days and a half. So it's basically 6 months and 2 days. In other words, you can have six and a bit, and that's already give birth. Says the Gemara, you said also, Bereish Hashanah, according to Rabbi Lezer, Bereish Hashanah, Nifkat Asara, Rachel V'chanah, that they all conceived on Bereish Hashanah, they all remembered, and everyone agrees to that. Menol, how do you know? Amar Rabbi Lezer, Asif, you learn out, P'kidah, P'kidah, the word remembering, when is the season when Abish remembers things? Asif, Chid, Chid, Ksib, Rachel, V'yizkar, Elikim, Es Rachel, Abish remembered her. Ksib, V'chanah, V'yizkar, Hashem remembered her as well. Hashem, Asif, Chid, Chid, Hashanah, when do you remember Hashanah? Chid, it says, Shabbos, Zichron, Trua. It says that what? That's the time when you remember. Pkida, pkida. What about the word pkida? Ksiv. Ksiv, it says, Bechan, Bechan, Ki Pokar, Bechan, you remember her. Ksiv, Besada, Hashem, Pokar, Besada. And that's why we read both on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. We read also Chana and Sada. But Rosh Hashanah, you said that Rosh Hashanah, Yotze, Yaseb, Ezasudim. You said Rosh Hashanah, Yaseb went out of jail. And everyone agrees to that as well. How do you know? The Ksiv, it says, Tiku, Bachoy, the Shefer, because of Chagenu. Now, this is the time where they have a mishpat, and then it says in the pasuk, "Eidus be Yosef, samay betzayiv," and this is Eidus to Yosef when he went out. So we see clearly that the time of Tikva Chayyim Bechazir again, which as we said before is Tishrei, is when Eidus is when Yosef went out. The Rosh Hashanah Batlava the Avasem Mitzrayim. How do you know the Rosh Hashanah stopped working? Here it says, "Vaytaysi ezch mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim," the yoke of Mitzrayim. It says the word sivlos. And where do you find that same sprach? Ksiv has over there, Hasi Raisi. You remove me, Mesevel Shichmai. You remove me, Mesevel Shichmai. It's talking about Yosef, because it says Eidus be Yosef, Samai. So, and he uses the word Sevel. So it must be that went, and we know Yosef stopped his Sevel was Tishrei. So that's when Eden stopped also, their yoke was in Tishrei. Benissan Nigalu, they left Nissan, obviously, Kedisa, we learned before. Now, but he holds, Rabbi Lezer holds, but Tisha Nasid in the goal. When will Mashiach come? Tisha, how does he know? Asi will announce Shayfer Shayfer. Ksiv Hachira says by Rosh Hashanah Tikva Bachoyde Shayfer. Ksiv Hashem there says by Yemahu Yitoka B'Shayfer Godel. You blow the big Shayfer. So therefore we know Tisha Mashiach is coming. Rabbi Shua says Benisin Nigulu Benisin Asin Lego Menol. How does he know that? On my cross says the pasuk Lil Shimurim Hu. The Abish is waiting. Lil Hamishumer Ruba. Day that was set aside. Everybody's waiting for Mesheishes Mebreishes. What are we all waiting for? For the Gula Shleim. Mashiach will come. So therefore, we know it's Nissan. Vida, the other one, what does he do with Lev Shemurim? Laila Hamishumer Ubamin Hamazikin. The night they were protected from Hazikin, which is why the Gemara Arab Sakhar said you're allowed to drink 4 cups, even though you're not allowed to drink Zugais, because that night we're protected from Hazikin. But everyone agrees to that. It's only a question we learn 2 things when they're not. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlek? Is why does Rabbi Lezer say Tishrei? Why does Rabbi Shuva say Nissan? Va'ozula Tamayum. It's very long Rashi telling you about the constellation, so we're going to have to give it a little miss. The Tanya we learned. Says the Pasi, Bishna Sheish Meyeshanot, 600 years, L'chaye Noyach, to the birth of Noyach, B'chodesh Hasheni. Now, I told you yesterday, the Turi Evan learns, and others, that even though Chaye Noyach, who knows when he was born, B'chodesh Hasheni might be the 2nd month of Noyach's birth. No. In those days, they calculated the years by whenever we count the B'riyas Ha'olam. That's how we calculate the years. It doesn't matter, regardless of when you were born in the year, it comes Nisan, it's a new year, or comes Tishrei, it's a new year. And it could be changed after Matan Torah, but that's how the Torah used to calculate that. So obviously, it's negated. From here, we'll know when the world was created. So we need to know when the Mabul happened, then we'll work our way back. It says, 600 years to the life of Noyach, B'chodesh HaSheini, the 2nd month, B'shiva Asa Yem L'chodesh, 70 day of the 2nd month, that's either Cheshvan or Ir. Let's work it out. Rabbi Shua says that Oisa Hayyim Yudzayim Beir Hoyer was the 70th day of Iyar, because that's the 2nd month, because the world was created on Nisan, so the 2nd month is Iyar. Yoim, and why did this day start? The Mabul, because Yoim Shemazl Kima Shekeya, the Mazl of Kima. Kima is the tail, Rashi explains. There's a Mazl called Tleh, the Tleh, which is the lamb, which is the Mazl of Nisan, the lamb. I don't know what all the English names are. But the Mazel of Nissan, and the tail of that is called Kima. That constellation, the end of that constellation is Kima. And this is, and every 2 hours another constellation rises, and there's 12 constellations. And every 2 hours another constellation rises, and the corresponding one, which is 7 away, comes down. So since Kima Kima is, rises the first 2 hours of the right before the morning, and in the month of Iyar, Kima is 2 hours before the morning. Then the last 2 hours of the night is Kima, which means the last 2 hours of the day, Kima completely sets.
So once so from the beginning, take for the constellations across the sky.
It's 2 hours. It's 12 hours. Every constellation is 12 hours, but it rises for a few and then it comes down. The way our Gemara learns is the first 2 hours it appears, that's when it has its effect. What constellations have effect?
Once again, I thought you said that it comes up and the opposite one, the six.
Yeah, the one 12 hours away sets.
12 or something.
12. No, there's 12. It's 24 hours. It's 12 units. Yeah. 12 constellations. So each constellation reigns for 2 hours. So this Kima rises the last 2 hours, and the Rashi says the rest of the day, even though it's still rising, it's really fading. Like Rabbi Chaim Chai says, a tinuk, maschel is yavish. As soon as you're born, you're dying already. Same thing here. The Kima, even though it's rising, it's really dying straight away. So, Yud Zayin Be'ir Hayyim Shemazel Kima Shekeya Amir. The day the Mazel Kima sets, and Kima is the shade, I guess, of rain. Beyoin by day, umayonis mizmati, the rain stopped, and therefore now everything's starting to evaporate, and the water's starting to get less and less. Umotoich sheshinu maaseim, because the people misbehaved, and they lived with animals, and they misbehaved not the way Abishah wants them to. Therefore, shinakosh baruch hu alei maisibreishis, he changed around maisibreishis. What do you do in that month? Behele mazel kima beyoin, instead of by night it should rise, it risen during the day, and also the water became stronger. V'notal shnei kochavim mikima, he took away two stars. Kima has a lot of stars. He took away two stars of Kima, sort of created a hole, and allowed a lot of rain to come through. V'hevi mabul, and brought a mabul to the world. So that's how Bishua's Raya, that this is a shinui, because it must be here. Because the cheshvin is normal for the Kima to rise during the day, and the waters grow there. That's the rain season. Where's the big chiddush? Where's the big pella? This is the big shinui. Rabbi Lezer says, no, I believe the world's grand Tishrei was Cheshvin. This is the day Takeh Shemazel. Kima Oyle B'yoyim U'mayonaz Mizgabrim. But, U'metoich Sheshinu Ma'aseim, because they misbehaved and they altered the normal way of living, Shina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Ma'aseh B'reish. He changed Ma'aseh B'reish. How did he change Ma'aseh B'reish? It's natural for the Kima to rise and for rains to start. We'll see in a minute. The hella was the Gemara last minute. The hella we and they raised Mazel Kima b'yayim. Mazel Kima went up by day, which is normal. The Notel Shnei Chavim, he took away two of the stars. The heavy Mabulayla says the Gemara. Bishleim el Rabbi Shua. Now we're talking about months. Hainu d'chiv sheni. It says in the pasuk over here on the second month. It doesn't say by when it comes to the month. It doesn't say which year we're talking about. So why is it called the second month? Because Nisan Rosh Hashanah l'chadoshim. So we want to talk about months. The second month is Nisan. Is Cheshvan. El Rabbi Lezer, my Sheni. According to Rabbi Lezer, even though the world was created in Tishrei, years are counted by Nissan, which is a very modern Zach. But years are counted by Nissan. So why is Cheshvan called the second month? Second month of what? Rosh Hashanah Chadashim is Nissan. Years are also counted by Nissan. I'm not sure exactly why years are counted by Nissan and the world was created and then. But anyway, Sheni Ledin. So we said, why? That Sheni Ledin. That it's a second month since Rosh Hashanah when Avish makes the judgment of the world and he decided to make a mabul. That's what Sheni is. Says the Gemara. Bishleim Rabbi Yeshua, who told us it happened here, Hainu Deshina. The change was that Kima normally fades away during the day and here it rose during the day. And usually the water starts evaporating and there's no rain and here there was rain. Okay, that's a Sheni. El Rabbi Lezer, what do you mean Shina? What change did Avish make? Says the Gemara, no, what change he made? Kid Rabchid, like Rabchidze said. Amar Rabchid, Rabchidze said. Bereischin kilkulu, because all of their activities were to do with gilar royes, to do with hot semen. Bereischin adainu, the shina was that the rain that came down was boiling hot, and that's why the Rebbe says, you know, all these what they're trying to extrapolate from based on today, the carbon dating, all that is all wrong because they never put into this variable into place that it was hot water for 11 months, that the whole world sat under boiling hot water for 11 months. What did that do to everything? They never put that variable in, so all the figures are wrong. Bereischin kilkulu ba'aveda. What means they did the aveda with hot through aveda? Well, the kilkul nadainu, bereischin nadainu. They were actually done with hot water. How do we know? Ksiv ha'ad says if ayushaycha mayin, the water abated. What kind of words vayushaychu? Uksiv ha'ad, and we find megillah v'chamas hamelech shachach. The king was burning mad, and he calmed down. So what does he mean? The water cooled down, cooled. Vayushaycha was cooling down, not just subsiding, cooling down. So the water was boiling hot. Okay, stop. Here, tomorrow.